Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. That was 2019 Grammy Award-winning trombonist, producer, composer, and arranger Doug Beavers, joined by his nine with the tune Blues on a Corner off his 2010 CD Two Shades of Noob. After moving to New York City and receiving his master's degree in composition from the Manhattan School of Music in 2002, he was pushed into international significance when he was discovered by the great NEA jazz master Eddie Palmieri. He wanted him to transcribe and arrange a complete repertoire. That would lead to his first Grammy Award with Palmieri for Listen Here in 2006. And he was joined by a stellar cast of jazz royalty like Michael Brecker, Nicholas Payton, Christian McBride, and John Scofield. As the years have gone on, he has performed, arranged, and recorded for the Spanish Harlem Orchestra, Mingus Big Band, Ruben Blades, and so many others. As a leader, he's recorded five critically acclaimed albums, and like the rest of the world of musicians out there, he is missing the live component. We caught up with him recently, and he opened up about it.
I miss socializing with the cats. absolutely. I miss going and meeting up with the guys and seeing what's going on in their world or just hanging out after a gig and you know, coffee up and just that social aspect. That
in July 2020, in the growl of COVID-19 and the pandemic, he launched his own hybrid record label and production house, Circle 9, empowering artists with an industry-forward top-to-bottom solution to create and distribute their projects in today's environment. And in October of 2020, he launched Soul, a project comprised entirely of his own compositions. This cat is always active and will always have new material out there. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a definitive jazz town always full of good music. From Charlie Parker to Pat Metheny, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Wringing our collective hands together to get you the best of jazz in all of the eras, gold, silver, and in between. One of those things that pushed Doug into jazz was the classic 1964 LP Crescent from the master John Coltrane. And as we get into Bessie's Blues, listen to Doug explain.
I never intended to be a musician. Like, I always thought I was going to be some kind of engineer. So I actually studied, you know, electrical engineering. I had a full ride to UC Davis to be an electrical engineer. On the way there, John Coltrane Crescent comes on. You know, and I had been studying music hardcore, just as much. That comes on the public radio, and I just had an emotional moment. I'm like, yo, I can't do this. You know, I have to do music. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is jazz singer Yala Balin, based here in New York City, and you're on Neon Jazz out of Kansas City.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in. That's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two. For I'd really love to stay. It's a lovely day today. So whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
That was Israeli-born jazz singer Yala Balin with the cut It's a Lovely Day off her latest offering, the 2021 CD Sings Irving Berlin. And that connection to Irving has been there her whole life. And during a recent interview with the show, she explained.
I'm from Israel, born and raised. And my grandfather used to say that we are related to Irving Berlin because he was born Israel Balin, B-A-L-I-N-E. And it was so exciting because I thought, well, that's a good story, you know. So I went and I searched his biographies and different books, and we could not find any connection. We might be from like the same village somewhere in Poland, you know, or Russia. But that story really got me hooked on his music. I went and I got the big, you know, Irving Berlin songbook.
So she graduated from the prestigious Thelma Yellen High School of the Arts and then moved to New York City in 2004 to study with the legendary singer Sheila Jordan. Over time, she has recorded three CDs and played at New York staples like Small, Smoke, Birdland, and she's also toured around Europe and the Middle East. Speaking of Irving Berlin, here's one of the greatest songwriters in American history in action with the tune circa 1947, Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning, as we move on.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. And then I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up, and spend the rest of my life in bed.
My name is Shai Maestro. I'm a piano player from Israel, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio from Kansas City. Enjoy.
That was a star on the piano today in the jazz world, Shai Maestro, with the title track off his 2021 CD, Human. He is one of the most promising and talented pianists of his generation, and since his debut with his own trio back in 2011, he has put together a towering identity. He is also from Israel, and he's been working on the keys since he was 5 years old. One of those key figures in his development and love of jazz was the Canadian master OP, Mr. Oscar Peterson. And as we get into the track 3 o'clock in the morning, something about the morning around here, circa 1950 with his duo, let's listen to Shai explain.
First jazz record that I heard was Oscar Peterson playing the Gershwin songbook. And to this day, when I listen to it, I am always amazed by how good it is. It's just so to the point, so swinging, so subtle and beautiful. And his tone of the piano is really magnificent. And so, like, Oscar was my entry. Thank you.
Stephen Feiske, pianist and composer based in New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was award-winning Yamaha performing artist, bandleader, and composer Stephen Fikey, joined by his big band with the tune Closed off his new 2020 CD, Kinetic, and it's quite a listen. This cat is definitely in demand and was a two-time semifinalist in the Thelonious Monk Jazz Piano Competition. And during a recent interview with the show, he talked about how the piano was his destiny.
My parents brought a piano with them from South Africa. It was my mom's dad's piano. He passed away before I was born, and actually I'm named for him. And my mom always tells me that, like, she thinks I was drawn to this instrument in some, like, spiritual way from the time I was a kid. And as soon as I could crawl, I was going over and playing this piano. And
this cat is glad that the world is opening up. He's been all over and has a huge discography of over 30 albums, all before turning the age of 30. Not sure if you caught this. If you haven't, you should. Catch the intro to the MLB Field of Dreams game from August 12, 2021 with Kevin Costner and some surprises. It was an extravagant showcase of our baseball dreams, and the game was as exciting as it could be. A walk-off in the bottom of the ninth in the pageantry of a cornfield in Iowa, a place I've been to on multiple occasions. Some are calling the game the state's greatest sports event ever. I would agree. And there was a jazzy number on that soundtrack from Field of Dreams back in 1989. And the tune is called Old Ball Players, as we keep dreaming of one more catch.
My name is Jihee Hyo. I'm a jazz pianist in New York. I recently released my album, Hold Are You Ready? Also, you can visit my website, www.jiheehyomusic.com. And then now you're listening to great jazz radio station, Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was South Korean-born, New York-based jazz pianist, composer, and keyboardist Ji-hee Hyo with the tune Blurring the Blues off her 2021 CD, Are You Ready? And since the release of her debut album, Passion, in 2015, she's been all over the place. And during a recent talk with the show, she keeps it simple and she defines what jazz really does for her.
It contacts the soul. It makes me feel that I'm doing such a job, you know, that wonderful job that can impact human beings' lives.
Speaking of hitting the soul, let's get back to the origins of jazz with legendary jazz pianist, bandleader, and composer Jelly Roll Morton with the tune Grandpa Spells as we move on here.
This is guitarist Perry Smith coming at you from Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. Thank you.
That was guitarist Perry Smith with the latest CD of his called Peace with the 2021 tune Upper Manhattan Medical Group. He's originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, now based in Brooklyn, where he performs as a band leader and known as a sideman for a lot of acts. And we caught up with him here at the show, and he got raw about his newest album, Peace.
That's kind of why I titled it Peace, was I thought, oh, you know, I think we all need a little bit more of that in our lives, and I can offer this as an album to kind of, you know, soothe people's ears and kind of draw them into something not too difficult to listen to. Let's just put it that way.
For a big influence on Perry, here's veteran guitarist, producer, arranger, and acclaimed educator Bruce Forman with the song DSAI Detroit off his 2012 CD Coast to Coast as this expansive hour of worldwide jazz readies to conclude.
is Sean Maxwell, alto saxophonist from Chicago, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the always talented composer, recording artist, performer, and saxophonist Sean Maxwell with the song Expectation off his 2021 CD, Expectation and Experience. And we talked to Sean over the height of the quarantine, and he had some thoughts for us.
People would come up to me afterwards, usually purchasing a CD or talking, and they were all like, oh my gosh, we've missed this so much. This is so great. And as they're saying that, I'm thinking in my head, yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. Yeah, I've missed this. This is so great. I think we've all maybe kind of taken for granted that there's live music, and I've done that too.
And finally, from the very esteemed and missed saxophonist and composer Michael Brecker, here's the tune Sound Off off his 1999 CD, Time is of the Essence. And as we do, here is one more thought from Sean on the Jazz Master.
You know what? Who I would like to talk to more would be Michael Brecker. I saw him live a handful of times, and it was when I was in college, and I was terrified to talk to him. And it's like, who would have known that he would have passed so early as he did, unfortunately. But he's a guy that I've listened to online, you know, interviews and his career. He's a big influence of mine because, in my opinion, he was a great jazz musician, but man, he crossed over to so much other genres and like brought all of those genres with him.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that emerged from the corn in Nebraska. And I think he knows where heaven is. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. I'm here with my man, Miles.
Why?
All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.